Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So I have a dream. Okay, fantastic. I have one question. What skills does your dream require you to obtain? I always tell people, stop rehearsing the failure and stop rehearsing it under the guise of I just want to be ready. I want to have a backup plan. Well, the problem is what you're going through over and over and over is how things are going to go wrong. It is far better for you to put your energy into how to make sure that they go right. Then you're rehearsing over and over and over. You don't just think about the thousand ways that a building could fall. You think about structural integrity. You think about how do you build that in? Where do the posts have to be? That's the thing that you rewire over and over.
So get to the spot where your mind is saying stop. Wherever that is, you got to get there first. You got to control yourself in that moment.
This is my dream and not be ashamed by it. Because whatever your dream is, like, that's your dream. Don't let somebody else take that away from you.
You tend to think that what you want, you just march right towards it. But if in sports, you march right towards the goal, what happens? The defenders come in. And what the defenders are, is it's your brain saying, ain't gonna happen. So the second you start moving toward that thing you want, be ready. You're gonna tell yourself you don't feel like it. You're gonna have to force yourself. It's happening. There's no way to get around it. And I wanna remind you about something. Unlike a sports field where there's an in and out of bounds, the great thing about life is there actually aren't any. And it's usually in those moments where you feel like you can't do it that you're closer than ever to having everything that you wanted. And I wanted to show you this so that you keep it in mind because I think a lot of times when you look back, it's the darkest moments where you realize, holy cow, that's what projected me forward.
But what makes mastery is execution on the ideas, not the ideas. And so no idea works unless you're willing to roll up your sleeves, do the practice, invest the time, put in the effort, do the work.
Typically on the other side of your greatest fear, of your greatest insecurity, is your greatest blessing. Everyone goes, well, get out of your comfort zone, you'll find it. No, no, no. What you're afraid of, and what you're insecure about, on the other side of that is typically one of the great gifts or blessings in your life. You don't even know the magnitude of what it's costing you to give into your fears and insecurities. And by the way, insecurities and fears are different things. They're both really insidious, detrimental things that people struggle with. And so on the other side of your fear, that's one thing, and on the other side of your greatest insecurity, are blessings, and you have no idea the immeasurable waves that you're missing in your life because you are giving into them and cowering to them.
There's people around you, whether they're in your life or now social media, you know, people are always going to tell you no, and people are always going to like roll your eyes when you tell them your dream or your goal. And I think that those dreams and those goals are within reach and they're, you know, just at the tip of our fingertips.
What you're after is the emotion. And so what I want people to get is the emotion they want now. And all it is a new habit. It's learning to discipline this mind, right? By realizing the mind thoughts are out there and letting them float by and constantly coming back to what can I love about this? What can I appreciate? It's like, if you can learn to love or at least appreciate, start to enjoy the things that you used to get upset about, how much freedom would you have?
And there's just a part of you, I think, in anything you're doing when you're struggling, is this really for me? Is this my destiny? Should I be doing this? And we misread failure from some sign. You know, is this a sign I shouldn't be doing it? You know, is this a sign I am, you know, not cut out for this? Instead of looking for signs that you can win.
And make a decision now that says, I'm going to live in a beautiful state and I'm going to find beauty in whatever life brings me. Because life is too short not to.
Play the long game. Aim for legendary. Don't just say, I want to be world class in my dominant pursuit for a little window of time. Say, I want to have the guts and the grit and the acumen and the mindset and the capability and the commitment to create enduring success. And that's why I say nothing fails like success.
And it's that executing against dreams that will change your life. It is not the dream itself. And that, like, is my mission in life, to get people to understand, one, it's not enough to dream, and two, you can learn those skills. And once you have those skills, you can create. Once you can create, you can shape your life. And that's what it's about. People slide into depression because they don't think they can create the life they want. They feel that they're beholden to someone else, that there's some invisible game being played that they don't understand, that they're at the mercy of rules to which they're not privy to.
The world has to hear your voice. That when it's looked back on 20 years from now, and you were here, there's an opportunity to say, what did we do? Where did we go? How did I show up? How did I share? How did I show out? How did I do it?
A resilient person is capable of standing up to things in the face of fear and moving forward voluntarily, convinced of their own competence and ability to prevail. We don't even want to be protected from those difficulties, because a major part of life and its meaning is the challenge that comes with confronting difficulties.
We're all going to have these days where it just feels like it's too hard. We don't want to do it anymore, and you want to quit, and that's okay, but you can't quit or give up on those days.
You are where you are because of the choices you've made and the skill set you've built, period, end of story. Now, why is that the best news ever? Because it means you're in control. You've steered yourself to exactly this point. Now, you may not have been paying attention. You may not have had the clarity that you now know that you need if you want to end up in the exact place that you want to end up. But now that you take that control back and you recognize that you can go anywhere you want, become anyone you want to become, but you're going to have to put in the work, now you can decide whether you want to put in that work or not. And if you don't, that's fair enough. Because the real punchline of all of this, by the way, the way to win this game called life is not money, it is quite simply, what do you think about yourself when you're by yourself?